So we have, I wanted to add to what Brother John was saying. There's not one of us here in this room that could ever talk about taking our life. Here is a man that was in communion with God and devoted to Him, that this was something that he had received from the Father, and he could speak on the authority that the Father had given him about laying his life down. If you recall in John's Gospel, at least one or two occasions, they said, where is he going? What is he going to do? Is he going to kill himself? And he had already spoken about laying his life down. It's wonderful for us as sheep to realize that the security that the shepherd offers us is one that he was going to meet the foe at the cross. All that he did, he met the foe, the enemy of our souls, in what he was doing. It's wonderful that we see a man so devoted to God, so devoted to the Father, that he speaks, this commandment I have received from my Father. I'm not going ahead of him. We see the same one on the Mount of Transfiguration talking about his decease with two, Elijah and Moses. And here he's talking to the sheep about something that he had received from his Father, commandment. There was a reason to love this man who is the Son of God, as our brother Bill pointed out to us. He came from God. John 16, I came out from God, came forth from the Father. And here he is as a man talking about laying his life down, talking about taking up his life again, talking about the intimacy that John's Gospel begins with, the bosom of the Father. He talks about that intimacy, and Brother Dave pointed out to us of the intimacy that the sheep are introduced, this knowledge. The hireling does not offer or cannot give such intimacy as this one gives, and on top of that, he gives his life. And he's in, and I say not irreverently, in line with the Father.
It appears from verse 19, in the spirit of moving on a little bit, that these words were spoken to the Pharisees who began talking to the Lord Jesus at the end of chapter 9, where they start to talk about him, about being blind, and possibly there's not a break at all from verse 41 of chapter 9 on into chapter 10, verse 1, and onward into what we've been reading. And there's a division about what he says, again, in verse 19, just to parallel this same expression. It was in chapter 9, that when they were speaking about the Lord Jesus, there was a division because of what he said and because of what the blind man said about him. And now there's a division again among the Jews because of these saying, because of these words. There's always going to be divided opinion about whether we can trust what the Lord Jesus said or not. And when it comes down to Christ, that's what the turning point is of truth and error. There's always going to be a division based on who he is and what he says he has done and who he says he is about him, what he says about himself. From the very time that he was born, when he was born, there were those who came seeking him. We have in Matthew 2, this was sometime after he was born, but there were those who said, where is he who's born? King of the Jews, we've come to worship him. Herod hears about him, he says, well, I want to do away with him, I want to kill him. He is always the dividing point of humanity. And so there is this division again because of him. Probably the word again in verse 19 is alluding to this division in chapter 9, which already took place. And it appears that there's probably a time period of a couple of months between verse 21 and 22. Chapter 7 of John began with the Feast of Tabernacles, and possibly within a couple of days' time is John chapter 7 all the way to this point in John chapter 10. And now at this point in John chapter 10 onward, there's this other feast mentioned, the Feast of Dedication, which today is the same time as Hanukkah, so it's December time period. And they're still focused on him. They just can't get past what he has said. They have not come to seek out the truth from him. They've come to challenge him again. And he has the same words to them that he had previously. If we don't accept what Christ said about himself before, he's not going to give us something else to come at him another way. We have to accept what he said is the stumbling block of himself and get past and accept what he said first. He comes to them again. He says, I told you in verse 25, you didn't believe. And he brings up this idea about the sheep once again. There probably are some other thoughts to mention there too, but In the last 10 to 15 minutes, we would want to cover verses 25 to 30 as well.
Just want to ask a question. Any thoughts on it was winter? Verse 22.
Don't you think those cold, chilling thoughts and remarks of the Pharisees, and it was winter, not just doesn't say it was wintertime, we know it was wintertime, but that had reference to the Pharisees, the unbelief, I believe.
Figurative of a time of death.
Yeah.
And darkness.
So you might say that the Lord is really leading them further in the thought of security in Him. Because now the believer might, hearing all these divisions and different parties, and this guy thinks this way, the other guy thinks the other way, really the coldness of all the thoughts of man himself regarding Christ. And what does the shepherd does? I certainly like to look at it that way. If there is winter, and it's very cold, and we know from the scripture that the, you know, there is the affection waxes cold as well. So there's a lot of things against, you know, the believer. The shepherd, what does he do? He warms the hearts of his sheep. In the presence of cold, there's one that bringeth warmth. And he warms the hearts of his sheep by again reinforcing the thought of the security they have in him. And right away he says in verse 27, my sheep heareth my voice. Yes, they might be present hearing to different ideas. They might be those that are hearing to this and to that. But when it comes to a shepherd, to a sheep that is genuine, belong to Christ Jesus, is that that sheep will hear my voice. So man could bring his thoughts, he can present his thoughts, but it will not affect the sheep that belongs to Christ Jesus, because he will hear the voice of the shepherd himself.